You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.
I'm not walking with the Lord like I used to. It's like temptation's got a hold of me. Then I cry at night cause I ought to. And the praise to him I hold, I'm on my bended knee. From the road I chose to raise my family. And the more I learned forgiveness, the less I saw grief. And the more I watched his children in their eyes, I saw his light. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings. Thank you for the ride. Well, I want to walk with you. Take my hand, amen. Hold it tight. I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. I did my time, I paid some heavy dues. And I often wonder why I did the things I do. For the Lord holds all the answers to my questions, come what may. We're gonna talk about them soon, show me the way. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. With the good Lord willing, I'll walk that peaceful stride. Get on up, hold on, enjoy the ride. Well, now the final curtain will be seen. Now it's time to say goodbye to this way of life I've been. So bury me in the cold hard ground, I'll travel through the sky. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings, thank you for the ride. Well, I wanna walk with you, take my hand, amen. Hold it tight, I've never crossed this line. The good Lord.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 28th of February, 2018, the last day of February. We're going to go into March tomorrow. March on, Christian soldiers. There you go. We're in the book of Jasher. It's Sefer HaYashar, the scroll of the upright. Jasher's not a guy's name. It means upright. Yasher, or Yashar, actually. And we'll be starting in chapter 54. How far we'll get in 54 today, I don't know, because quite honestly, chapter 54 is a huge chapter, big time. So, my eyes are a little blurry here. I was wearing those reading glasses, and they're an old pair, and they give me eye strain if I wear them too much. But before we get started, all my shows are listed on my website. You can download and listen. Whichever you choose. Site's not interactive. There's no possibility of trolling. I'm not going to have any of that. I'm too busy. I don't have time to babysit. But if you actually want to study and you want to listen to some good stuff, that I have there. Let me get a little hit of this coffee. And my website is https://www.pastor-steve.com. And you can also visit my buddy's site, Brother Hebert. That would be www.thinkoutsidethebeast, all one word, no separations, .com. And he's got all kinds of stuff on there. You ought to go to his site too. But let's get into chapter 54 of the Book of the Upright here. And verse 1. Yehuda is a little angry. And when Yehuda saw the dealings of Yosef with them, Yehuda approached him and broke open the door and came with his brethren before Yosef, because he had stuck the cup in the last chapter in the sack. He was really messing with his brothers. Verse 2, and Yehuda said unto Yosef, let it not seem grievous in the sight of my Lord, after he just broke the door down. May thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word before thee. He busted the door. And Yosef said unto him, speak. He's still playing the king deal. Verse 3, and Yehuda spoke before Yosef, and his brethren were there standing before them, and Yehuda said unto Yosef, surely when we first came to our Lord to buy food, you did consider us as spies of the land, and we brought Binyamin before you, and you still make a sport of us this day. Because he figured out that he was playing them. Oh, man. Verse 4. Now let the king hear my words, and send, I pray thee, our brother, that he may go along with us to our father, lest your soul perish this day with all the souls of the inhabitants of Mitzrayim. All right? Now, souls is nefesh. That would translate as the beings. Okay? The physical beings of the people. But they have it translated in this copy as souls. But in the Hebrew, it would be beings. Okay? Verse 5. Do you not know what two of my brethren, Shimeon and Levi, did unto the city of Shechem and unto seven cities of the Emori, that's the Amorites, on account of our sister Dinah? And also what they would do for the sake of their brother, Binyamin. I'm sorry I'm laughing here, but he has got these guys jacked up. They had sold him into slavery. They don't know who he is, and he is playing them. And they're getting mad. They're getting ready to fight. Verse 6, "And I, with my strength, who am greater and mightier than both of them, come this day upon you and your land, if you are unwilling to send our brother." Verse 7, "Have you not heard what our God," that would be Yahweh, "who made choice of us, chosen people, did unto Pharaoh on account of Sarah, our mother, whom he took away from our father, that he smote him and his household with heavy plagues, that even unto this day the Mitzrayim," or the Mitzri, rather, "relate this wonder to each other? So will our God do unto you on account of Binyamin, who you have this day taken from his father, and on account of the evils which you this day heap over us in your land. For our God will remember his covenant with our father Abraham and bring evil upon you, because you have grieved the soul of our father this day." Soul or being, soul might be a better choice right there. I might agree with that. "Now," this is verse 8, "now hear my words that I have this day spoken to you, and send our brother that he may go away, lest you and the people of the land die by the sword, for you cannot all prevail over me." In other words, I'm the biggest and the baddest, and I'm a whoop up on you. Verse 9. "And Yosef answered Yehuda, saying, Why have you opened wide your mouth, and why do you boast over us, saying, Strength is with thee? As Pharaoh lives, if I command all my valiant men to fight with you, surely you and these thy brethren would sink in the mire." So he's going right back at him. Verse 10. "And Yehuda said unto Yosef, Surely it becomes you and your people to fear me. As Yahweh lives, if I once draw my sword, I shall not sheathe it again until I shall this day have slain all Mitzrayim. And I will commence with you and finish with Pharaoh, your master." Ooh. Boy, he's hot. Verse 11. He hasn't figured out that Yosef is pulling his chain. "And Yosef answered and said unto him, Surely strength belongs not alone to thee. I am stronger and mightier than you. Surely if you draw your sword, I will put it to your neck and the necks of all your brethren." Verse 12. "And Yehuda said unto him, Surely if I open my mouth against you, I would swallow you up, that you be destroyed from off the earth and perish this day from your kingdom." They're just going back and forth, running their mouths. Oh, brothers. You know, but Yehuda doesn't know that it's his brother. But Joseph does, and he's messing with him. And Joseph said, "Surely, if you open your mouth, I have power and might to close your mouth with a stone until you shall not be able to utter a word. See how many stones are before us. Truly, I can take a stone and force it into your mouth and break your jaws." Oh, he is really jacking Yehuda up. He's messing with him. Verse 13, "And Yehuda said, God is witness between us," or Yah. I don't have the Hebrew text for this. It's gone. So it probably is, "Yah is witness between us that we have not hitherto desired to battle with you. Only give us our brother and we will go from you." And Yosef answered and said, "As Pharaoh lives, if all the kings of Canaan came together with you, you should not take him from my hand." Verse 14. "Now, therefore, go your way to your father, and your brother shall be unto me for a slave, for he has robbed the king's house." And Yehuda said, "What is it to thee or to the character of the king? Surely, the king sends forth from his house throughout the land, silver and gold, either in gifts or expenses. And you still talk about your cup, which you did place in our brother's bag, and say that he has stolen it from you?" He figured it out. Verse 15, "Yah forbid that our brother Benjamin or any of the seed of Abraham should do this thing, to steal from you, or from anyone else, whether king, prince, or any man." Verse 16, "Now therefore, cease this accusation, lest the whole earth hear your words, saying, for a little silver the king of Mitzrayim wrangled with the men, and he accused them and took their brother for a slave." Verse 17, and Yosef answered and said, "Take unto you this cup and go from me and leave your brother for a slave. For it is the judgment of a thief to be a slave." Verse 18, and Yehuda said, "Why are you not ashamed of your words to leave our brother and to take your cup? Surely if you give us your cup or 1,000 times as much, we will not leave our brother for the silver which is found in the hand of any man, that we will not die over him." In other words, we're willing to fight for the death for our brother. Here it comes. Verse 19. "And why did you forsake your brother and sell him for 20 pieces of silver unto this day? And why then will you not do the same to this your brother?" He brought that back on him. It was only known to them. And it says here in the notes that they need to remember that Yosef was an interpreter of dreams and a noted magician. Okay. And Judah Yehuda said, pardon me, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm so excited over this. This is just, wow. And Yehuda said, Yahweh is witness between me and thee that we desire not your battles. Now, give us our brother, and we will go from you without quarreling. He's calming down a little bit. Verse 21. And Yosef answered and said, if all the kings of the land should assemble, they will not be able to take your brother from my hand. Again. And Yehuda said, what shall we say unto our father when he sees that our brother comes not with us and will grieve over him? And Yosef answered and said, this is verse 22, this is the thing which you shall tell unto your father. Saying, the rope has gone after the bucket. Verse 23. And Yehuda said, surely you are a king. And why speakest thou these things, giving a false judgment? Woe unto the king who is like unto thee. Verse 24, and Yosef answered and said, there is no false judgment in the word that I spoke on account of your brother Yosef. For all of you sold him to the Midiani, that's the Midianites, for 20 pieces of silver, and you all denied it to your father and said unto him, an evil beast has devoured him. Yosef has been torn to pieces. He brought their lie back on him. Okay? So now he's really got Yehuda hot because he's feeling guilty and it made him even more angry. Verse 25, and Yehuda said, behold, the fire of Shem burns in my heart. Now I will burn all your land with fire. And Yosef answered and said, surely, your in-law Tamar, who killed your son, extinguished the fire of Shechem. Verse 26, and Yehuda said, if I pluck out a single hair from my flesh, I will fill all Mitzrayim with its blood. He's threatening again. Verse 27, and Yosef answered and said, such is your custom to do as you did to your brother whom you sold, and you dipped his coat in blood and brought it to your father in order that he might say an evil beast devoured him, and here is his blood. Ooh, he's just struck a nerve with that. Verse 28, and when Yehuda heard this thing, he was exceedingly wroth, and his anger burned within him, and there was before him in that place a stone, the weight of which was about 400 shekels. That was a big stone. And Yehuda's anger was kindled. He took the stone in one hand and cast it to the heavens and caught it with his left hand. In other words, he tossed it up and caught it hand to hand. And he placed it afterward under his legs, and he sat upon it with all his strength. And the stone was turned into dust from the force of Yehuda. Verse 30. And Yosef saw the act of Yehuda, and he was very much afraid, but he commanded Manasseh, his son, and he also did with another stone like under the act of Yehuda. And Yehuda said unto his brethren, because Manasseh was a pretty tough fellow. That was Joseph's son. And Yehuda said unto his brethren, let not any of you say, this man is a mystery, but by his doing this thing, he is of our father's family. The light was starting to come on. He was suspecting something at that point. Because Yosef was recounting all this stuff that was a secret. Nobody knew it but the brothers. And they didn't know that this man they were speaking to was one of the brothers. In fact, the one that they had sold. So, something just wasn't right here. And Yehuda suspected. Verse 31, and Yosef said, not to you only is strength given, for we are also powerful men, and why will you boast over us all? In other words, you're running your mouth, you're talking tough. And Yehuda said unto Yosef, send, I pray thee, our brother, and ruin not thy country this day. Verse 32. And Yosef answered and said unto them, go and tell your father an evil beast has devoured him, as you said concerning your brother Yosef. Threw it right back in his face. Verse 33. And Yehuda spoke to his brother Naphtali, and he said unto him, make haste, go now and number all the streets of Mitzrayim, and come and tell me. How many streets are there? And Shimeon said unto him, let not this thing be a trouble to you. Now I will go up to the mount and take one large stone from the mount and level it at everyone in Mitzrayim and kill all that were in it. Or are in it, rather. Here we go, verse 34. And Yosef heard all these words that his brethren spoke before him. And they did not know that Yosef understood them, for they imagined that he knew not to speak Hebrew. Verse 35. And Yosef was greatly afraid at the words of his brethren, lest they should destroy Mitzrayim, and he commanded his son Manasseh, saying, go now, make haste, and gather unto me all the inhabitants of Mitzrayim, and all the valiant men together, and let them come to me now upon horseback and on foot with all musical instruments. not weapons of war, musical instruments. And Menasha went and did so. Verse 36. And Naphtali went as Yehuda had commanded him, for Naphtali was light-footed as one of the swift stags, and he would go upon the ears of corn, and they would not break under him. That's a slight exaggeration, but... Verse 37. And he went and numbered all the streets of Mitzrayim, and found them to be 12. And he came hastily and told Yehuda. And Yehuda said unto his brethren, hasten you, and put on every man his sword upon his loins, and we will come over Mitzrayim and smite them all, and let not a remnant remain. Either we're going to kill them all. Verse 38, and Yehuda said, behold, I will destroy three of the streets with my strength, and you shall each destroy one street. And when Yehuda was speaking this thing, behold, the inhabitants of Mitzrayim and all the mighty men came toward them with all musical instruments and with loud shouting. Verse 39, and their number was 500 cavalry and 10,000 infantry and 400 men who could fight without sword or spear, only with their hands and strength. Verse 40, and all the mighty men came with great storming and shouting, and they all surrounded the sons of Jacob and terrified them, and the ground quaked at the sound of their shouting. Verse 41. And when the sons of Jacob saw these troops, they were greatly afraid of their lives, and Yosef did so in order to terrify the sons of Jacob to become tranquilized. In other words, calm them down. Verse 42, and Yehuda, seeing some of his brethren terrified, said unto them, why are you afraid while the grace of Yah is with us? And when Yehuda saw all the people of Mitzrayim, surrounding them at the command of Yosef to terrify them, only Yosef commanded them, saying, do not touch any of them. Verse 43, then Yehuda hastened and drew his sword and uttered a loud and bitter scream. And he smote with his sword, and he sprang upon the ground, and he still continued to shout against all the people. Verse 44, and when he did this thing, Yahweh caused the terror of Yehuda and his brethren to fall upon the valiant men and all the people that surrounded them. Verse 45, and they all fled at the sound of the shouting, and they were terrified and fell up one upon the other. And many of them died as they fell, and they all fled from before Yehuda and his brethren and before Yosef. They trampled each other. Verse 46, and while they were fleeing, Yehuda and his brother pursued them unto the house of Parao, and they all escaped. And Yehuda again sat before Yosef and roared at him like a lion and gave a great and tremendous shriek at him. Verse 47, and the shriek was heard at a distance. Verse 48, And all the inhabitants of Sukkot heard it, and all Mitzrayim quaked at the sound of the shriek. And also the walls of Mitzrayim and of the land of Goshen fell in from the shaking of the earth. And Pharaoh also fell from his throne upon the ground, and also all the pregnant women of Mitzrayim and Goshen miscarried when they heard the noise of the shaking, for they were terribly afraid. Verse 48. And Pharaoh sent word, saying, "What is this thing that has this day happened in the land of Mitzrayim?" And they came and told him all the things from beginning to end. And Pharaoh was alarmed, and he wondered and was greatly afraid. Verse 49. And his fright increased when he heard all these things. And he sent unto Yosef, saying, "You have brought unto me the Hebrews to destroy all Mitzrayim. What will you do with that thievish slave? Send him away and let him go with his brethren. Let us not perish through their evil, even we, you, and all Mitzrayim." Verse 50. "And if you desire not to do this thing, cast off from you all my valuable things and go with them to their land, if you delight in it, for they will this day destroy my whole country and slay all my people. All the women of Mitzrayim have miscarried through their screams. See what they have done by their shouting and speaking. Moreover, if they fight with the sword, they will destroy the land. Now, therefore, choose that which you will desire, whether me or the Hebrews, whether Mitzrayim or the land of the Hebrews." In other words, make a choice. Don't you're bringing war on us. Stop. Verse 51. And they came and told Yosef all the words of Pharaoh that he had said concerning him. And Yosef was greatly afraid at the words of Pharaoh, and Yehuda and his brethren were still standing before Yosef, indignant and enraged. And all the sons of Jacob roared at Yosef like the roaring of the sea and its waves. Verse 52. And Yosef was greatly afraid of his brethren on account of Pharaoh, and Yosef sought a pretext to make known unto his brethren, lest they should destroy all Mitzrayim. Make himself known is what it, himself is in italics, which means it's not in the actual text, but it's a word they put in to tie it together. Verse 53. And Yosef commanded his son Manasseh, and Manasseh went and approached Yehuda and placed his hand upon his shoulder. And the anger of Yehuda was stilled. Here we go again. Verse 54. And Yehuda said unto his brethren, "Let no one of you say that this is the act of a Mitzri youth, for this is the work of my father's house." Verse 55, and Yosef seeing and knowing that Yehuda's anger was stilled, he approached to speak unto Yehuda in the language of mildness. he's going to calm him down. He'd been messing with him before, but now's the time to make amends. Verse 56, and Yosef said unto Yehuda, surely you speak the truth, and have this day verified your assertions concerning your strength, and may your God, who delights in you, increase your welfare. But tell me truly, why from among all your brethren do you wrangle with me on account of the lad, as none of them has spoken one word to me concerning him? Here's verse 57, and you can reference Genesis chapter 44, verse 32. Verse 57 here. And Yehuda answered Yosef, saying, surely you must know that I was security for the lad to his father, saying, if I brought him not unto him, I should bear his blame forever. Verse 58, therefore have I approached you from among all my brethren, for I saw that you were unwilling to suffer him to go from you. Now therefore may I find grace in your sight, that you shall send him to go with us. And behold, I will remain as a substitute for him, to serve thee in whatever you desire, for wheresoever you shall send me, I will go to serve you with great energy. Verse 59. Send me now to a mighty king who has rebelled against you, and you shall know what I will do unto him and unto his land. Although he may have cavalry and infantry or an exceedingly mighty people, I will slay them all and bring the king's head before you. Verse 60. Do you not know, or have you not heard, that our father Abraham with his servant Eliezer smote all the kings of Elam with their host in one night? They left not one remaining. And ever since that day, our father's strength was given unto us for an inheritance for us and our seed line forever. Verse 61. And Yosef answered and said, you speak truth, and falsehood is not in your mouth, for it was also told unto us that the Hebrews have power, and that Yahweh, their Elohim, delights much in them, and who can stand before them? Verse 62. However, on this condition will I send your brother, if you will bring before me his brother, the son of his mother, of whom you said that he had gone from you down to Mitzrayim, and it shall come to pass when you bring unto me his brother, I will take him in his stead, because not one of you was security for him to your father. And when he shall come unto me, I will then send with you his brother, for whom you have been security. In other words, Yosef just told Yehuda to send him Yosef. He's messing with him. Verse 63, and Yehuda's anger was kindled against Yosef when he spoke this thing, and his eyes dropped blood with anger. He was so flushed it broke blood vessels. And he said unto his brethren, how does this man seek his own destruction and that of all Mitzrayim? In other words, is this guy suicidal? Verse 64. And Shimeon answered Yosef, saying, did we not tell you at first that we knew not the spot to which he went, and whether he be dead or alive, and wherefore speakest, my lord, like unto these things? In other words, how do you expect us to know where he is? Verse 65. And Yosef, observing the countenance of Yehuda, discerned that his anger began to kindle when he spoke unto him, saying, bring unto me your other brother instead of this brother. And this verse 66. And Yosef said unto his brethren, surely you said that your brother was either dead or lost. Now if I should call him this day, and he should come before you, would you give him unto me instead of his brother? Here we go. Verse 67. And Yosef began to speak and call out, Yosef! Yosef, come this day before me and appear to your brethren and sit before them. Calling out to himself. Verse 68. And when Yosef spoke this thing before them, they looked each in a different way to see from where Yosef would come before them. Here it is. You can reference Genesis chapter 45, verse 4. And Yosef observed all their acts and said unto them, why do you look here and there? I am Yosef, whom you sold to Mitzrayim. Now therefore, let it not grieve you that you sold me, for as a support during the famine did Yah send me before you. In other words, I came down here first in order to set all this up. Let me have a little drink of coffee. I'm getting dry. To get all this stuff set up so nobody would starve. That was Yahweh's doing. Verse 70. And his brethren were terrified at him when they heard the words of Yosef. And Yehuda was exceedingly terrified at him. Verse 71. And when Binyamin heard the words of Yosef, he was before them in the inner parts of the house. And Binyamin ran unto Yosef his brother and embraced him and fell on his neck, and they wept. And that their hearts just broke right then. All of this, he had got them all jacked out of shape and all angry. And they just, it was too much. Their hearts broke. Verse 72. And when Yosef's brethren saw that Binyamin had fallen upon his brother's neck and wept with him, they also fell on Yosef and embraced him. And they wept a great weeping with Yosef, because they all thought he was dead. They all thought he was just gone. They didn't know what happened to him. And here he is, number two in Mitzrayim, and he's got all this grain, and their family's not going to starve. And it was a family reunion. Now, he messed with them beforehand and gave them some payback and jerked their chain. But this was too much. Verse 73, and the voice was heard in the house of Yosef that they were Yosef's brethren. And it pleased Pharaoh exceedingly, for he was afraid of them, lest they should destroy Mitzrayim. Verse 74, and Pharaoh sent his servants unto Yosef to congratulate him concerning his brethren who had come to him, and all the captains of the armies and troops that were in Mitzrayim came to rejoice with Yosef, and all Mitzrayim rejoiced greatly about Yosef's brethren, because everybody loved Yosef. He had just saved the whole land. So he was a rock star in Egypt, okay? Verse 75. And Pharaoh sent his servants to Yosef, saying, tell your brethren to fetch all belonging to them, and let them come unto me, and I will place them in the best part of the land of Mitzrayim. And they did so. Verse 76. And Yosef commanded him that was set over his house to bring out to his brethren gifts and garments. And he brought out to them many garments, robes of royalty, and many gifts. And Yosef divided them amongst his brethren. Verse 77. And he gave unto each of his brethren a change of garments of gold and silver and 300 pieces of silver. And Yosef commanded them all to be dressed in these garments and be brought before Pharaoh. Verse 78. And Pharaoh, seeing that all Yosef's brethren were valiant men and of beautiful appearance, he greatly rejoiced. And they afterward went out from the presence of Pharaoh to go to the land of Canaan to their father, and their brother Binyamin was with them. Verse 80, and Yosef rose up and gave unto them 11 chariots. And Yosef gave unto them his chariot, upon which he rode on the day of his being crowned in Mitzrayim, to fetch his father to Mitzrayim. And Yosef sent to all his brothers' children garments according to their numbers, and 100 of silver to each of them. And he also sent garments to the wives of his brethren from the garments of the king's wives, and he sent them. Verse 81. And he gave unto each of his brethren 10 men to go with him to the land of Canaan to serve them, to serve their children and all belonging to them in coming to Mitzrayim. In other words, he sent a bunch of servants, and they were going to carry all the stuff. None of the Hebrews of his family would have to carry anything. He sent servants to bear the burdens. And chariots, and just, I mean, he really laid it on them. After he had just jacked them up like he had, he finally revealed himself. Verse 82. And Yosef sent by the hand of his brother Binyamin 10 garments for his 10 sons, a portion above the rest of the children of the sons of Jacob, because Binyamin was his actual brother. Okay, the rest of them were half-brothers. Okay, they were half-brothers, different mothers. Verse 83, and he sent to each 50 pieces of silver and 10 chariots on the account of Pharaoh. And he sent to his father 10 asses laden with all the luxuries of Mitzrayim, and 10 she-asses laden with corn and bread and nourishment for his father, and to all that were with him as provisions for the road. Verse 84. And he sent to his sister Dinah garments of silver and gold and frankincense and myrrh and aloes and women's ornaments in great plenty. And he sent the same from the wives of Pharaoh to the wives of Binyamin. Verse 85. And he gave unto all his brethren, also to their wives, all sorts of onyx stones and bdellium, and from all the valuable things among the great people of Mitzrayim, nothing of all the costly things was left but what Yosef sent of to his father's household. Verse 86. And he sent his brethren away, and they went, and he sent his brother Binyamin with them. There's a lot more verses in this chapter. I'm going to have to take it up another day. I will do it on Friday, March the 2nd. There's just too much here to complete today. I can't get through it all. I told you, this chapter is a huge chapter. Really big. So, I'll get into the rest of it on Friday. This is a heart-rending chapter. And, The union, I had tears rolling down my face when I read the account of him telling his brother that he was Yosef. So, wow. What a read. This is just too much. It really is. This fabulous book. So I'll start with chapter 54, verse 87 in the next show. It's about time for me to go. I'm going to wish all of you Yahweh's blessings, and may you follow his law and his word, and may he bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh, and I will talk to you again next time.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.